This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report.
In our last broadcast, we stated that justice, where someone is given exactly what they deserve, and mercy, where someone is given less than what they deserve, are not opposed to each other. Mercy is not a form of injustice, and though outside of justice, is not a violation of it. Well, let's look at an example that I believe will help us. Let's suppose that you lend money to two separate people. You discover that one of them is totally unable to pay you back. If you decide to forgive that one his debt, are you required then to forgive the other as well? Are you guilty of injustice because you wish to extend mercy to one and not to the other? Have you acted unjustly toward the one whose debt you have not forgiven? Well, no. You have not violated the terms of payback. You have not acted unfairly nor unjustly to him. The one whose debt you forgive receives mercy. The other receives justice. Mercy is not something we are obligated to extend to anyone, and extending it to one and not to another is not an act of injustice. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. Or you can visit the Nick Guy Private Eye Facebook page for information and audio clips, or write to us at P.O. Box 781, Painesville, Ohio 44077. That's P.O. Box 781, Painesville, Ohio 44077. And discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.